Your favorite ASMR podcast.
Oh, no. It's been a while, ladies and gents, boys and girls, gays and straights.
It's been a full month without us.
I know. Hope you guys are all coping with it.
We know it's really hard. No, we're happy to be back.
Yes, we are. We had to take a little mental break.
A hiatus.
Dante was spiraling 24/7.
No, incorrect.
No, we just needed to, we had spring break, we had finals, we had a lot to go and do and just get things done. But now we're ready to get back on track and see where this goes.
Hit it hard, yes. We felt like we've released 6 episodes and that was our goal, was to, in the very beginning, just get a good solid amount of content out. And just from like the intro and episode 1 up to our coming out episode 6, that was like a really good phase 1. So if we were to take a break, which we did, that was like a perfect time to do it. And yeah, it just happened to be right around our spring break and stuff too.
No, yeah, it worked out perfectly. And I think like that was like the coming out episode was like one of the biggest episodes that I kind of wanted to do. So I'm glad that we kind of put that out there before we took our little quote unquote break. And then
yes, we posted a few reminders too, like on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, like, people catch up.
If you're bored, go watch episode 6.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Welcome to episode 7 now.
Wow, yeah.
Seriously, that's insane. But we'll just give you guys a little bit of an update.
Yeah. Give us the tea.
I am now an alumni.
Ooh!
I know. I graduated from Cal Poly. Woo-woo! Which is really exciting, and I'm super stoked. But now I have like 5 months until I start my full-time job up in San Francisco. So I will be annoying Dante a lot.
Yes, he will be. I'm kidding. But that's so awesome. Literally a graduate. A college graduate.
I'm like kind of nervous about all this free time I'm going to have. Like I set a few new goals. Just like I want to like read a few books before I start work. And I want to like work out every day. And I want to like learn new recipes. Like I don't want to go to San Francisco and like be fucking
Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats 24/7. I want to be on a budget. It's like the most expensive city that we're both about to live in.
Yeah. But at least I've actually heard that like rent prices are going down a little bit because people are moving out of the city just because of the pandemic. And
right,
there was like the bubble with housing and stuff there that I think is finally just popping because it's absurd. Yeah. But yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, if you're listening to this, do not move to San Francisco. We are trying to move there, so don't take our spot.
This is your sign to not move to San Francisco.
Yeah. But how about you? What's up with you?
My update. So I just started my last quarter at Cal Poly, which is awesome. As you all know by now, I'm in a horseback riding class, and this is like a running joke. I bring it up to everyone, but I bought all the gear for it. I'm buying boots like later today. I'm hyped. Anyways, I bleached my hair and I left the purple. This is like a typical gay thing. Like when you're having a midlife crisis, you bleach your hair.
So I want to. I kind of want to like do that.
You totally should.
But I have like gray hair already. If you guys like know this about me, like I have, what's it called?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Yeah, action going on. So I feel like if I dyed my hair or I bleached my hair, like the white hairs would just be like just like disintegrate.
Well, I get what you're saying. It's already kind of like a highlight of some sort.
Yeah.
That's what mine is. It's like highlighted. It's not like platinum blonde. We're not that messed up in the head yet. But yeah. And then I left the purple shampoo in for like hours because I kind of just let it sit. And then my hair turned purple for a solid week. But now we're back to a good state, I'd say. That's, I guess, part of the update. Mm-hmm. In more recent times, last night I woke up from a nap at like 9:30 p.m. and I really wanted food, so I went to a bar downtown and got a burrito. I don't know why, like I went to
which bar?
Well, I went to Motav,
of course,
Mother's Tavern, but then they didn't have meat in their burritos and I wanted like a hefty thing, so I went to a Mexican restaurant and then I went back into the bar to eat it. So I was like at the bar eating this fat ass burrito. And people around me were, like, getting hammered and, like, pounding drinks and blasting music. It was such a scene. I was in my flip-flops. It was funny. I was just, like, munching and everyone around
very
me was, like,
typical
blacking
Dante.
Out.
Just,
yeah.
Yes, I love that.
I guess that's just my update, yeah.
Yeah. I went downtown a few nights ago, and that was really fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, not the same. I haven't... When I turned 21, like, we were in the pandemic, so, like, I didn't have, like, a bar crawl, quote-unquote, that most people have here in SLO. A bar crawl is, like, especially girls make these signs for each other. Guys do it too. It's like, doesn't matter. But it's where you like do 21 things on your 21st birthday. You go to like different bars. There's like an AMF bucket at Riki Tiki. There's like a blowjob shot, which is like Kahlua and whipped cream, which you take off like a person.
A friend. Or maybe more than a friend.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What else is there? There's like a Guinness race where you like chug like an 8 ounce drink.
Guinness beer.
Yeah.
There's fun ones too. There's like Twerk on the Gum Wall, Bubblegum Alley.
Yes. Dante did that one. If you always want to see the video.
Filthy. This, if you're in Slow, you know about it, but it's this alleyway that's literally covered with like chewed up gum that people stick to the walls. And I'm on my bar crawl. I guess everyone does this, but I'm hammered and I'm like laying on the ground in this alley whopping. Mm-hmm. Kind of iconic, I guess.
Yeah, the video is very, it's a lot.
Yeah. Ooh, take a picture with a cop is another fun mm-hmm. one.
I'm trying to think. You take like 5 or 6 water shots. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Your friends like usually customize your sign to you. So some of the things are like either jokes that they have with you or like the theme of, I don't know, mine had like palm trees and fun stuff on it.
Right.
Yeah. But it's really fun. So yeah, but we're saying that downtown is still like partially open at least, but it's mm-hmm. not truly the same.
Right.
It's still very fun though. And we'll give it time.
Right.
To recover.
Yeah. It's not like, it's not like Cabo.
Sheesh, it is not like Cabo.
Yeah, Dante and I went to Mexico for our spring break. We went with our 2 best friends,
Karina and Stephanie.
Yes, if you're listening to this, we love you.
They know that.
Yes, they do.
They'll be on the podcast shortly also.
Yeah, we really want to collab with them. But yeah, no, we went to Mexico and had the time of our lives.
We did. Holy cow, yeah. Feels like a lifetime ago, obviously, but it was literally a few days ago for spring break. But yeah, so we did the whole border crossing thing where you go through Tijuana, which was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot cheaper for flights. Not that, like, I don't know. It was just kind of more fun. We were in San Diego already, and we were like, okay, might as well just fly out of TJ to go into Cabo. Mm-hmm. But getting through TSA or whatever they call it over there was kind of a struggle. We, like, brought our microphone for the podcast.
Yeah.
And we already checked the bag. We already got through like most of like TSA, but they do it like 3 times there, which is fine. Like, I don't care. Uh-huh. I don't mind going through security. I have nothing to hide. But at the very last checkpoint, like right before we get into the actual like airport where there's like the dining and shops and whatever, like they like stop me and like they like go through my backpack and they find this microphone that we use, and she thought that it was like a weapon or it was like too heavy or something.
Also, I think the fact that it was, like, heavy metal, like, the base of our microphone is steel or something, because mm-hmm. that's what they were saying in Spanish, was, like, metal. I was like, yeah, it's metal. It's a chunk of metal. Let me in.
Yeah, literally. And so they wouldn't, like, let us bring it, and I was already kind of, like, tipsy at that point, so I was, like, pushing or pulling back shooters. But
also, we took edibles. some of us took edibles in the customs center in Tijuana, yes. So at this point, I'm trying to argue with TSA workers.
And Dante's the only one that really knows Spanish. Like, I don't. I'm not. I mean, I took Spanish 1 and Spanish 2. Like, Karina took, like, 4 years of Spanish. Like, Steffi, I'm not too sure about. But, like, Dante's the one that really can get us through places. Uh-huh. So I'm over here like, I have no idea what the hell you're saying.
It was hard, especially in this moment when I was not sober. But, like, not hard. It was kind of, I love speaking Spanish. I'm not fluent also, like, right. I do have the seal of biliteracy. Thank you, Senora Gracia.
Oh, jeez.
But it was fun, like, kind of being, like, the translator for the group. I don't know.
Yeah.
Flex.
Whatever. Tour guide.
But anyways, yeah. So we had to check an extra bag just to get the base of the microphone through, but I knew it was worth it.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, just get rid of it. Like, throw it away. I'm not spending, like, $20. Looking back, yes, it's well worth it. Like, what the fuck are we going to do right now with, like, mm-hmm. holding the microphone? It would have been, like, it would have been bad.
Basically, there's been a lot of factors trying to rip this podcast away from us, but we've been fighting for it. So if you're listening in, just know we're fighting for you.
Yeah, but once we got through the airport, we checked our bags. We like sat down and we like started talking to this girl. I don't even remember her name.
I don't even know if we asked her name.
I don't think we did.
We should have. Damn.
Yeah. We were in the airport, we were sitting there waiting for our flight, and this girl like comes up to us. She looks like a little like messy, like mm-hmm. she has the works. Yeah, she has a bag with her, but like her eyes are just like look like she's sleepy.
Yeah. She has like the hair up in like the taco bun. Mm-hmm. She has like the empty Starbucks cup in her hand.
Yeah, she starts talking to us, like obviously like the little like debrief, like, oh, where are you from? Blah blah blah. She like ends up telling us that she like couldn't get on her flight because she was too drunk.
Yeah.
And I that's just like legendary. Like this poor girl like had to miss her flight with like her 10-12 friends that mm-hmm. she was with, and she had to wait for like 5-6 hours to buy a new flight, then to get on a new flight to Cabo, and like it was just a mess for her.
Yeah, but she was the only one from her group that didn't get let on the flight
because apparently then, she like tripped.
Yeah, who knows how bad it was. She was probably downplaying it. Love you, girl, but like I don't know how bad you have to be for them to kick you off a flight.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hopefully that never happens to us.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. We're still rooting for her. She's somewhere out there. Actually, she was from San Jose, and she ended up knowing one of the guys that I used to...
Oh my god.
...be into. I will... Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yes.
That I used to hang out with. That was fun. We were just, like, chatting with her in the... What's it called? The tarmac? I don't
even know. Yeah, the connecting from, like, land to the plane. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Connecting land to plane. Yes. Okay, but fast forward to Cabo. We were in Cabo for, like, a solid 22 hours.
Yes, I think 22 hours to the dot. Like, we... yeah, we landed on our flight at, like, 6 o'clock.
And immediately went to, like, their version of 7-Eleven and OXXO and got, like, handles and shooters and crunchies and...
Yeah, we were just going for it. Like, it was, like, a 45-minute drive from the airport to our hotel. Mm-hmm. And so we just were like, we gotta throw it back. We only have 20 hours here. Like, we might as well make the most of it. So that's exactly what we did. Like, our driver was really fun.
He was down for the vibes. Yeah. He had, like, disco lights. Yeah, he was playing flickering. All our music.
Yeah. We got Dua Lipa on. Oh my gosh. I think, our theme song for the whole trip was Levitating.
Levitating.
I don't know if you guys have heard it. Please do. Levitating featuring DaBaby.
There's crack in that song.
There is crack.
I swear.
It is the best song. Yeah, but...
Yeah, and then that first night when we were, like, kind of drinking in the car. I guess it's fine to say we weren't driving. And we get to the hotel, and we just kind of continued the pregame, got ready super quick, and we ended up walking to Squid Row.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun. It was my first time. It was all of our first times at Squid Row. Yeah.
Gnarly. That's all I have to say. Yeah. It was, like, four stories of just straight clubbing.
It literally felt like a video game. Uh-huh. I don't know, because just the way it was laid out and, like, yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun.
We saw people from Cal Poly there too. Yeah. We, like, ran into other students.
Yeah, there was friends with. Yeah. It was really cool. And we just kept ordering drinks, AMFs, tequila shots. It was a vibe, to say the least.
Karina got some random guy to Venmo her $50 yes. for drinks.
Karina was pulling boys. Yeah. Like, I was mad jealous. Like, we were there and she just kept, like, I would, like, obviously be her hype man, but, like, I was just, like, so jealous that she could pull literally anybody she wanted.
I ended up bringing a guy to the bathroom, but then I ditched him in the bathroom.
Yes.
Nothing happened. Yeah. Don't get excited. But and then later he found me on, like, level 3, and he's like, you left me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Right.
I also, I saw it. Yes, I'm not, that's it. I'm going to stop there.
What?
No, I just said that we ran into those guys that I also knew from Cal Poly.
Yes. That you knew.
Dumb story. Squid Row was a lot of fun. We ended up, after, like, whatever, it was, like, midnight, we ended up just, like, leaving. I think, like, the bar closed or the club or whatever.
Yeah, midnight-ish. But we got the best street tacos.
The best. Like, when you think of, like, Mexico, like, you think of just, like the most perfect street tacos, and that's exactly what we got. Mm-hmm. Like,
we all talked about how that's what we wanted, like, mm-hmm. all we wanted, yeah.
I wanted to leave the club and, like, turn left and then be at a street vendor, and that's exactly what happened, and we ate our tacos on the side of the street.
It was heavenly.
And then our friend Karina, she freaking ate a... What type of pepper was it?
Serrano? Yeah. Serrano, yeah.
Little backstory about Karina. She loves spicy foods, but she had... You tell the story. I don't know exactly what pepper she ate that she was, like, freaking out about.
A couple years ago at, like, a burger restaurant, she got a Fresno pepper, and she ate it, and then she was, like, crying and running around the outside of the building. Yeah.
She ate the entire thing. The poor girl was, like, about to pass out. She... Her mouth was on fire.
Yeah. She was telling us to, like, call the ambulance. But no, so she has, like, PTSD from that moment. And so in Mexico, when she ate this pepper, which is also really spicy, she was crying again and freaking out. Yeah. But it was hilarious in a fucked up way.
Yeah.
Common theme is Karina doing psycho shit in Mexico.
Very much so. But yeah.
We'll get to it later. But she ended up flipping a golf cart. So
on me. Next story.
Yeah, and then, next day we went, we came home and went in the hotel hot tub at, like, 1 a.m., which was really fun.
Then we got kicked out.
But. Yes, we did. Next day we ended up going to Mango Deck, which was super fun. Yeah. I've been a couple times.
It was my first time again. I say super all the time. I understand people.
That's like a shot if we say super.
Yeah.
Or like for me.
We went to this place called Mango Deck, and... Like, they give you these, like, headbands, essentially. Like, when you, like... There's, like, vendors, and they want to sell you stuff, whatever. Yeah. And, like, this one guy came up to me and was, like... It looked like we were on a double date. Like, Dante and I, like, we were with Steffi and we were with Karina. And people just thought we were, like, dating. Which is fine. I don't care. But this guy was like, oh, like, I eat pussy, like, was on a headband. And, like, they say Cabo San Lucas, and there's ones that say, like, Cal Poly, for instance, or, like, other colleges. Just, like, funny things. And, like, I looked at him, I'm like, no, like, I'm okay, like, I'm gay. Like, a minute later, he comes back and has a headband that says...
Oh, no, like, 5 seconds later, he, like, looks down in his little, like, bag and whips out the I'm gay one. And
we yeah,
like, peeing our pants.
Exactly. Yeah. Saying, like, I am gay. I was like, of course this guy has one. But yeah, they had sayings for like a boss bitch, like it just was like
ass muncher.
Yeah, there were just such funny ones.
There were some good ones. We had already bought the Cabo San Lucas ones, but I was saying if we hadn't already bought them, that we should get the I'm gay ones because mm-hmm. those are awesome.
Till next time.
Yes.
And then at one point, this guy kept trying to sell us like this adventure to go on a boat. And like first round, he was like, "Yeah, I can get you on a private boat for $100 each." And I was like, "Like I'm not paying like,
yeah,
$100 U.S. dollars for an hour because we only had about an hour till we had to leave."
And while we were like sitting at Mango Deck getting food and drinks and stuff, and he kept coming back, and we were like, "No, thank you, no, thank you," and it went from $100 to $40 to $20, and we ended up getting it for $10 a person.
It was epic.
For a private boat.
Yeah. Like, out into, like, the arch in Cabo, and, like, we saw, like, a lot of fish, and, like, there was just so many, like, boats out there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy boats held up... Yeah, this guy held up a swordfish that he caught, like, massive, like...
In the boat next to us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We were also on Ox. We were, like, kind of bothering the driver, too. We were like, play Dua Lipa!
Yeah, Dua Lipa is... Oh my, I need to meet her. If she's listening, please, please, please collab.
Like, if she's listening, holy shit. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so that was a kind of our little trip to Cabo.
Yes. The boat was my favorite. But then, yeah, and then we took a van to La Paz, which is, like, a town near Cabo. My family has a condo there, so, like, I've been a bunch, and it's super fun bringing friends. It's much more low-key than Cabo, which is, I think, what we needed.
Exactly what we needed.
Our like, hair was falling out at this point. We were on... What's it called? Running on fumes.
We were. But, no, yeah, La Paz is... It was my first time there as well. It was spectacular. Like, the water was gorgeous. We went paddleboarding.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to go whale swimming. What is it called?
You can, like, snorkel with the whale sharks there.
Yes, whale sharks. That's exactly.
Because it's, like, it's a feeding ground, I think, for whale sharks for a certain time of the year.
We'll end up doing that one day.
Yes, we will.
But, yeah, it was gorgeous there, and we had the best time, best little week.
Mm-hmm. Drank. We told ourselves we would have a chill few days in La Paz. We ended up, I think, finishing like a handle of tequila
or each. Five. Yeah,
yeah. Lots of hot tubbing. Lots of flipping golf carts.
Yeah, we can tell that story. So so there's Dante's condo is like kind of on an island, so you have to take a boat to and from, like
the mainland where the town is and stuff.
And
we were going out to eat and everything.
Yeah, like we grabbed dinner every night like on the mainland and. We are very late to, like, a lot of things. Like, we both are... All of us are, like, just, like, last-minute people. Not so myself, but, like, whatever. Mostly Dante. Anyways, the boat was about to leave in, like, 4 or 5 minutes, and, like, Karina was, like, driving the golf cart because we were, like, just taking turns on who could drive, and she was going so slow, and I was like, Karina, like
Max.
Yeah, so I just, like, slammed on the... Not slammed, but, like, I just, like, okay, let me do the...
Let me... Like, take the reins here.
Yeah, exactly. Let me, like, put my foot on the pedal. And, yeah, it just was, like, bad.
We had a roundabout. And you basically had to go around the whole thing to go, like, to where the boat was picking us up. And between, like, Karina not being able to steer well at all and Daniel, like, his foot down on the gas, we literally got air. And Daniel flew out of the golf cart and went flying.
Yeah, okay. This is why I flew out of the golf cart. Like, I did not want to tip that golf cart. And I was, like... I just, like, didn't want to, like, we weren't going to get in an accident or anything, but I was, like, I'm not going to, I'll take the one to take the fall.
Yeah.
My foot was on the pedal, and I was, like, holy crap, we're going around this turn so, like, fast, and I was, like, fuck it, and I felt that we were going to tip, and I was, like, I'm not going to get crushed right now, so I just, like, let go, and I just, like, tumbled and, like, scratched myself, but I was
fine. I remember, because me and Steffi were in those two seats in the back that faced backwards, and I remember, like, hammered, not... being on the ground and then like you flying out and me seeing it from the corner excuse me of my eye like peripheral or whatever and then the cart like slamming back down to the ground and oh my god it's like one of the most vivid traumatizing like little videos to run through my head but
yes I'm okay nothing hurts yeah
couple scrapes and
yeah the golf cart's okay everything's okay
yeah my mom was like before we went she was like no messing around with the golf cart. I don't even want you guys using it. Clear liquids only.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. And here we are, like, NASCAR driving it.
I only, yeah, okay. Whoopsie.
She's gonna hear this and
freak. I know. Whatever. Okay, holy crap, we're 20 minutes in and we didn't even do the intro song.
Yeah, well, we said like 5-10 minute and then play the song. We get carried away.
Yeah, we kind of forgot. Anyways, here's the intro.
We're back after our quick little break.
Yeah, we had to go take our prep.
It's funny. We both have timers like set on our like alarm.
Reminders, timer. Yes, at like 10 o'clock a.m.
So we'll both like get them at the same time. Mm-hmm. And
we'll remind each other that like, hey, like, did you take your prep today? We're both somewhat forgetters sometimes. But we did it.
It's mainly you like reminding me. But sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you do remind me.
Okay. I got you.
Yes, I have to be on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Oh, no. Anyways, we're filming this episode on Easter.
Yes. Happy Easter, everyone that chooses to celebrate.
Right. My family doesn't really celebrate Easter. I'm not that religious.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
Ooh, how about you? My family is like not intensely religious, but we celebrate. And when we were younger, we went to church on Easter. I actually love Easter.
Mm-hmm.
My family's like non-practicing Catholic, which has been interesting for me. Like growing up, I got baptized and I went to First Communion school and everything. Am I getting sidetracked here?
Not at all.
Let's talk about it. But yeah, happy Easter. I'm actually supposed to see my family later today, I think, for lunch or something, just to kind of celebrate. Now, I mean, it's never really been about like, this is kind of messed up, but about like religion and church. It's always just been about like family and being close and like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that.
Yeah.
I know, my family... I think I'm baptized as well. TBH, I don't even know what their religion is. Because like they grew up in Romania. I think it's like Presbyterian? Is that a thing?
Yes, yes it is.
I want to say that.
But that's like... That's Protestant. That's like an American thing. They might be like Orthodox.
Yes, that's completely
what they are. Yes.
Yes.
How do I know this and I know. You don't even know this?
Whoopsie. Yes, I think they are Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
TBH, don't even know what that means.
It's like... There's different ones all over Eastern Europe, but like my cousins from Greece are Greek Orthodox. My grandpa from Ukraine was like Russian Orthodox or something. Sure. So your parents are probably like
Romanian Orthodox.
Romanian Orthodox. Is that even a thing? I don't know.
Don't come for us. But yeah, I mean, I used to go to church throughout high school because I think I talked about this earlier, but I just used to go to church because I thought that by going to church I would not be gay,
mm-hmm.
and that would like suppress my feelings, but. Surprise, motherfucker.
We're still gay.
they couldn't turn us.
They tried hard. Well, that's my main thing with, like, religion, is that it's not, I guess, it's, like, the vast, or it's the minority that, like, is bigoted towards gays, I think. But, like, I just saw a couple weeks ago that the Pope announced that churches and, like, priests and everything can't, validate same-sex unions,
right?
Which is him going back on his word from I want to say like about a year ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, people were saying like he's so progressive, he's the best pope we've ever had, and he was saying how God loves us all.
I know.
And now he's kind of going back on that.
It's like ridiculous. Like there's more like I feel like in like the church, like gays are like predators, and like gays are just like this whole like other being. But like I feel like there's a lot more white straight predators like that are quote unquote like religious. Then like, there are gays. Obviously, yeah. I don't know any statistics, but I'm just saying it doesn't make sense. Like, there's people who are, I don't know, like, ugh.
Also, are we going to talk about the thousands, literal thousands of, like, cases of sexual assault we see against, like, priests in the Catholic Church, or are we just going to sweep that under the rug?
Exactly. It's just like, I don't know, people are always so quick to judge, like, us or like what we are doing with our lives, but like sweetie, like take a look back and see what it's going on like internally with your
check yourself. Well, yeah, my issue with religion, I'm not like judgmental at all. I guess I'm still somewhat religious, but like it can be divisive, and it's not to me. I hate judgment. So like if that's what you make it about, like judging other people based on their sins, whether it's just like stuff they're born with, like being gay, or if it's like I don't know, choosing to drink or whatever, like, that's where you need to just kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
worry if you're about supposed yourself.
To be... Yeah, isn't, like, the whole point of Christianity is to, like, love each other and, like, love and accept and...
Love thy neighbor.
Right, and, like, if you're so quick to be like, nah, like, I'm gonna love everyone besides people of color, people of different sexualities and...
Women.
Minority. Yeah, women. It's like okay, pop off. Like, you do you, boo. don't know. Just but, like another thing that like is just like somewhat aggravating when people like use religion as like a an attack.
Mm-hmm. Or like as a reason to like support their backwards beliefs and whatnot.
Exactly. Like I'm not I try not to be judgmental anymore because like how could I expect people to not be judgmental towards me and like what my sexuality is and like then turn around and be like, JK, I hate what you're doing. Like yeah. That's such like a not a thing for me.
Practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Fully, yeah, agree with that. But anyways, happy Easter.
yeah, but like on the whole topic of like being like not gay rights. No,
what am I? Gay rights.
No, I'm not even saying this right. But we're trying to segue into do you want kids? That's essentially what I'm trying to say.
This is the meat of the podcast.
That was the worst fucking transition I've ever done.
No. I'm over here like kind of having the time of my life just like finishing Daniel's sentences for him.
Yes, we actually talked about this the other day how like we kind of got in an argument. Not argument. It's not an argument. It was more like when we both kind of get drunk, we kind of get into like very like... Nah. Like very picky at each other, which is fun. Like I don't care and hopefully he doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
But we were like whatever going back and forth and like I can't really finish my sentences sometimes as everyone can tell from this podcast. So sometimes Dante would just like finish it for me, which is thank you, but we were like attacking we were attacking each other. Well, I hate we're using the word attacking, but like lack of better terms. Finish the story.
Oh well, I don't even remember the story completely, but we were like doing that whole thing where it's like it's the blank for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The blank for me. And this is at the dinner table. And apparently we were going at it for like
a hot minute. Yes.
And Karina and Steffi later were like, we were like, do we interrupt them? Do we like tell them to shut the fuck up? Like,
we were at it.
That's what I was thinking of. What were you thinking of?
No, I was thinking that. But then you were like, I need to stop finishing your sentences because like, I was just helping you, like, win against me.
Yeah, literally. We'd be fighting, and he would, like, try to think of comebacks, and I would, like, help him come up with comebacks to come at me, and I'm like, stupid Dante. Like, don't give him free help.
Maybe
someday I'll learn.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're so funny.
We're super funny.
Super duper. But, yeah, back to, like, my horrible transition of, do you want kids? Like, is that a thing that comes up in your mind?
Honestly, yeah. Really, at some point in my life, really want kids, and this is actually one of my favorite things to talk about, especially with the straights. Like, when my roommates especially my family asks about it, like, I will talk about this for days on end. Right. But how about you? You want kids?
Yeah, I had this conversation with a few friends actually who are in town right now. They like brought up like how they wanted kids, and then they asked me like how the whole process is gonna be for me. Obviously, I do want kids. I don't have like a limit. Like, I don't. Obviously, I want to be, like, financially stable to, like, support them all. Like, I'm not trying to have, like, 12 kids and then be like, you all get $12, go for it. But at the same time, it's, like, going to be very difficult to have... it is difficult. Like, you either have to adopt or you either have to, like, do surrogacy. Like, I'm not birthing one. Like, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, you're not?
I don't think I can.
Oh.
But there's other options. Like, they asked... Like, obviously, my friends are like, oh, my God, I'll carry a child for you. But, like... That just seemed like a lot for me. Like, I don't want to put someone through that unless they're, like, so much, like, willing to do that.
Ask of someone.
Yeah, and also we have, like, a decade. Like, God knows what the hell's going to happen with, like, our lives and our friendships and whatever.
Yeah, this is not, like, pressing. This is not going to happen in the next 6 months.
Can you have my child right now?
Let's make it happen. Tonight.
Tonight.
No, but, yeah, I like that there are some options because the very first thing my parents were curious about and like asked me about after I came back to them a few years ago was like grandkids, and I was like, yes, I definitely want kids. I personally want maybe what, like, I would say like 3 or 4. I think like 4 kids would be awesome. Maybe 3, maybe 4 is a little too much.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards 3. I'm one of 3 right now. Mm-hmm. And I really do like it. Like, I have obviously a younger sister and a younger brother. You're one of 2.
Couple girls, couple boys. I think it would be so awesome to adopt, just because there are like millions of kids out there, like around the world, that are like in orphanages and stuff. So
no, that's for sure gonna be on like an option for myself as well.
But I also do think. I was gonna say I don't know the science behind it because I'm not like a bio major, but the whole thing where you do in vitro, where you put Is that where you put your sperm inside a woman? Yes, it is.
Yes, 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 yes.
That would be really interesting. I have friends that joke about, like, I want to have your babies, and I'm like, hell yeah. But, like...
It's always, like, jokes.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if I would want it to be a friend, because then that changes the whole relationship. I would be down for it to be a friend, though, because then I would actually know them and stuff. And right. Know that they're not, like, smoking crack on the side.
No, exactly. I don't know. It's all going to be, like, something to come up, like, yes. A little later down the road. But it's, like, something, like, kind of fun and exciting to think about. Like, yeah, we do want kids. It's not, like, completely out of the cards for us. We're also not dating. Like, it sounds like we're like, we want kids together. Mm-hmm. We are not.
It's what
not...
are our kids' names going to be? No. We're both single, so if we have any listeners out there that... I'm a creep.
No, I have a few. I love this name, Zion. I went to Zion National Ooh. Park a while ago with my family, and I've always liked that name. I think it'd be super cool to, like, Zai, come here, like, name my, like, little boy.
I do really like that name.
Don't steal it.
No promises. My swim coach growing up, his kids' names were... He had, like, the most beautiful kids anyways. His kids' names were Stone, River, and Ocean.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That seems a little too hippie for me.
He was kind of a weak. He majored in, like, massage therapy at Cal.
Whoa. First of all, congrats on Cal.
Thanks.
For him. Not you. First of all. Thanks.
I'll take it. Actually, wait, I guess I can say this on the podcast. My sister just committed to Cal starting in the fall. Go off, Gianna.
I know, I wish she came here.
Okay. Same, but hey, I'll support it, I guess.
Hopefully my little sister will come to Cal Poly, so that'll give us an excuse to come here.
Yes.
Katie, get on that shit.
Anyways. Get your grades up,
girl. No, she's fine.
I know.
Oh, no.
A few months ago, we were... at Daniel's house helping Katie with a math test, and yes. Neither of us knew anything on the test. Yeah. It was so humiliating.
I think it was like pre-algebra or something.
Yeah, it somewhat was so basic. Bad.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm thinking of kids' names too, but I'm the most indecisive person on planet Earth. I'm a Libra. I like Rocco.
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 It's a bar in WeHo.
It's a bar
in It's WeHo. The bar for WeHo.
No, but it's like Italian. I like Italian names. Like
Anthony.
Cannoli. No.
Pasta.
Anthony, yeah, pasta. Like Dante and Gianna. I want to kind of continue the legacy. Like, I love Rocco. Gio for a guy. Gio is dope.
I do like that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I got like 30 years to figure this out.
30? Oh, no. But yeah, it's kind of funny to like also think about like when we do talk about these stories with our friends, like, they. Before we even came out, like, a lot of our friends didn't really know that we were gay, whatever. So they would always be, like, flirting with us. And I think it's kind of funny, like, now, like, have those conversations with them where, like, oh, no, like, where am I going with this?
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Another this horrible segue for Daniel.
This is where I'm supposed to finish his sentences, but I have no idea what's going
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. It's been a while, everyone, and I cannot think.
Rusty. Oh, it gets so exhausting having to carry this podcast.
Oh, do you? Oh, let's talk about it. Let's expose him.
I'm capping everyone.
He's a capper. But I actually was hanging out with one of my friends this past weekend, and she asked me, like, along the lines of, like, what do you do when a girl starts to flirt with you? Like, do you have, like, a, oh, no, sweetie, I'm gay? Or do you, like, play along and, like, kind of, like, see what happens? The second option is, like, a little teasing and a little, like, that is, like, fun, but I don't want to, like, manipulate someone and be, like, lead them on and
yeah,
then
yeah.
They get their heart broken.
You're asking me what my go-to is?
Yeah, we can talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, ooh, fun. Now, I would say I don't really ever, like, give it the time of day, like, unless I'm truly feeling like a fuck and I want to, like, play with someone's emotions, which is actually pretty toxic, but, like, to be honest, I don't get flirted with from girls that often. I think that most of the people Shocker. In our hey, cut that part out. I think that most of the people like I interact with know I'm gay. So actually, wait, I kind of make out with a lot of girls.
You do.
Yeah. It's like a weird thing I do, but yeah. Actually, over spring break, a girl at the bar, Raven, if you're listening, I love you so much. She comes up to me. Never met this woman in my life before. She's probably like mid-20s. I think she's from Baltimore. She comes up. She goes, you are a beautiful Greek goddess. I'm not capping.
Goddess?
Or god, whatever. Okay. Neither of us were sober. But hey, I'll take god or goddess. But
water break.
And then we just, you know, like all the memes where it's like you make your best friends like drunk in the bar bathroom, mm-hmm. whatever.
That's exactly what happened.
That's literally, well, this wasn't in the bathroom, but it was like at the bar and we were just hyping each other up. And I guess it wasn't flirting. She probably mm-hmm. figured I was gay. I was throwing in like, yes, queens, or like, work, bitch, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The common slangs.
Yeah. Just to like let her know. Mm-hmm. But I guess here I am going with this is like, normalize complimenting strangers. And if you have something on your mind, yeah.
I just saw either like videos about someone doing this or whatever, but I think I like that a lot. Like, just like, oh my god, I think your jeans look great on you.
Yes.
Like, not just because I'm gay and like I'm complimenting you, but like, I feel like that everyone should do that.
Mm-hmm. You never know what someone is going through.
You can make their day with a little nice compliment.
For real. So,
what's Ellen DeGeneres' is like, be kind to one another? Is that what she says? Like, be kind to one another. Like, at the end of her episode, she's always like,
oh, she's canceled.
Oof.
No, I don't know. I'm kidding, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, Ellen. Whoopsie.
Oops.
But yeah, when girls had come up to flirt with me, when they do, if they do, it's I think that everyone already knows that I'm gay, but like before everyone knew I was gay, I would kind of play it on, so like that was like my whole spiel was like, yes, I need to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
Macho.
Yes, give me more compliments. Give me, macho.
I'm like over here like thinking of Britney Spears songs,
give me more.
Yeah, but I don't ever really play along anymore because it's like not that exciting.
What am I going to get out of this?
Where is the boner?
Where is the penis though? Okay, wow.
Or canceled.
I flash back to like in high school when we had to go to prom and had to go to prom.
We had to. We were forced.
Prom was the time of my life.
Said no one.
But like asking a girl, at least we ask girls, right. Yeah, and then like having to like slow dance with them and kiss them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I do not want to relive that moment.
Yeah, wow.
I wonder what they all like our past prom dates or homecoming dates think of us now.
I really want to like ask them or something.
That could be kind of wild. Yeah. Just to, like hear their like point of views and like what, I don't know. Or like the last girl we've hooked up with, like, what does she think now? Like, did she make us gay?
Holy shit.
Does she think that?
Like, it was that bad? You literally turned me gay. That's kidding.
That's funny.
I think we talked about this earlier, but, like, months ago, Daniel and I went wine tasting back in my hometown, and we ran into the girl that I asked to junior prom. She was, like, at the table or mm-hmm. booth next to us, and we talked to her for a little bit, but that was kind of, like, holy full circle. And it was fun. It wasn't awkward at all. We're friends now.
Yeah. I'm still friends with like a lot of people I went to dances with or whatnot. It's not something to be like weirded out by.
Not at all. Not weird if you don't make it weird.
Exactly.
So I don't know if it's the flirting with girls or like girls flirting with us or in just like, I'm a very like complimentish person.
Right.
I love getting compliments. I also love giving compliments because it's like, put that good energy out into the universe.
Yes. Good karma.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, another bad transition to finish us out.
I know. Wow, what a...
We are brutal.
What an exit. Wait, ooh.
Uh-oh.
Your homework for the week is to compliment a stranger.
No one's gonna do that.
Do it. And then... Comment or something on the Instagram and... Actually, that's whack.
This is whack.
Just do it and know that you did it. This is
take the microphone away from us right now.
Yeah, I wish the TSA agent took the mic from us. That would have been nice.
Would have canceled us right then and there.
That was a high five. But yeah, versatility's back, baby.
We're back.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Love you.
Illy. Oh, no.